Today on the podcast is a simple yin practice you can use to balance your mind, calm your body, and feel really good. Hello and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm a yoga instructor, Ayurvedic coach, and doula, here to share all the things that I am learning about and teaching about in my daily practice so that we can all find a little more balance and bliss. Thank you so much for joining and for listening. If you like this podcast, please feel free to subscribe, to leave a review on iTunes or your podcast player, and definitely please share with a friend who might be interested. Thanks for being a part of the community. Today, I'm really excited to be sharing a quick, probably 10 to 15 minute yin yoga practice. If you listened to my episode a few days ago, all about the lessons I learned from my yin yoga teacher training and why I think yin is such an important practice for all of us these days, you will know that this is going to be a gentle, slow-moving yoga practice that will really truly leave your body and brain feeling very, very good. We're going to do just a couple of poses, and we're gonna hold them for a really long time. Be aware. And really just follow our breath. And follow our breath, notice the sensation, be present in the body, and trust that our body is doing what it needs to do. I know we all feel this pressure to move, to rush, to pick up the phone and do something else. And I invite you to take this time, it's just 15 minutes, to take care of yourself, to slow down, to soften, to get a little more yin. So let's get to it. We will start our practice in a comfortable seat. So whatever that means for you, might be legs crossed, might be sitting on your shins, hands can come to thighs, eyes can close. And take a deep breath in through the nose. And long breath out through the mouth. And inhale through the nose. And exhale through the mouth. Inhale through the nose. And exhale through the mouth. And in these first few breaths of our practice, see if you can find an evenness between the inhale and the exhale. We call this samavritti, even turnings of our inhales and exhales. And when we find this evenness in inhale and exhale, we start to find evenness in all of our body's functions, our lungs, our heart, and eventually that evenness transfers up to mind. Inviting yourself to be present for your body and your breath here today. On your next inhale, you can open your eyes, slowly make your way to hands and knees. So hands will be right underneath shoulders, knees will be right underneath hips. There's some strength as you press into the hands, press into the shins. And we'll move first into dragon pose, which looks a lot like lizard. So you're going to bring the right foot to the outside of the right hand. Left knee can stay on the ground, and you can, of course, scooch that left knee back if that feels comfortable for you. And take a few breaths here, just starting to feel that openness through the back of the right leg. Maybe you feel it through the front of the left leg. See if you can soften a little here in the chest, maybe even the chin tuck, so you don't have to hold so much longer. And you might choose to stay right here, or you can walk the hands more forward. So you walk the hands forward, your chest gets a little lower to the ground. Maybe you even come onto forearms or put your forearms on blocks or books. So that once again, you can set this intention of softening the upper body, of relaxing and releasing here. And here you stay, here you breathe. finding a place where, yes, there is sensation, yes, there is intensity, but breath is still available. And through the softening in this pose, you might have found that you want to go a little deeper, or walk the hands back, come a little out of the shape, or simply stay exactly as you are, and you do that. Samavritti, even inhale and exhale. And one last inhale, one big exhale. Now you can choose to keep the left forearm on the ground or pressing the left hand into the ground, whichever way it works. And you'll take your right toes and turn them gently out towards the right, so they'll be pointing towards the top right corner of the mat. And you'll start to roll your foot towards the outside of the right foot. So the knee is also going to start to pitch over a little bit to the right. And you can choose to bring the right hand to the inner right thigh, gently pressing the right thigh away. And there's strength in that left hand or forearm. There's a pulling back through the head and opening in the chest. And a softness as you press into that right hand. All right, so that you're not overstressing the tissues, that you are okay being present here for some time. Keep the breath even. Stay with the sensation, knowing it is okay. Knowing you are safe. Seeing where you can soften in this pose, where you don't have to hold as much any longer. Three more breaths. And two. And one. Slowly bring that right knee back into center. Right hand is strong on the ground. Start to bring left hand strong onto the ground. And you can step that right foot back so you're back onto hands and knees. Feel free to do a little wiggle side to side or take cat and cow, dropping the belly and then rounding. Divine steadiness. You come back to your neutral spine. Left foot is going to step forward to the outside of the left hand. Your dragon pose, again, looks a lot like lizard. You might scooch the right knee back a little more. You might choose to stay here, breathing strong. Noticing where you feel it on this side. Is the sensation different? And as you're ready, walking hands forward, if you so choose, maybe coming onto the forearms. Now, left side, it's a new side, it's new muscles, new ligaments, new fascia. So please respect this body or this side as its own side. It might look different than it did on the other. It doesn't mean either one is right or wrong. It just means this is where your body is here right now. Breathing here. Noticing your body. Feeling steadiness. And slowly choosing either to stay on the right forearm or to come up onto the right hand. Turn the left toes a little towards the left, so they're towards the top left corner of the mat. You start to roll onto the outside of the left foot, and your left hand can come to the inner left thigh if you want a little more pressure there, but know that it's completely optional. And again, you find a place of stillness for your body, you resolve to stay there, and then you breathe. Nowhere to go, nowhere to be, no destination in this pose. It's simply your presence. You and your body right here. Allow your body and brain to work one breath at a time here. One breath at a time. Stay with the sensation as long as you can breathe, as long as there is something, you are doing the pose. So be right here. Following the inhale and the exhale, tracing it along the body. And slowly walking back up onto the right hand, left hand is on the ground. Bring the left knee back into center and step the left knee back so you're back in your hands and knees. Once again, taking time, taking moments to go a little side to side, to take cat and cow. Do whatever your body needs to find softness. And we're going to come to lay down on our backs, and we're going to prepare this next pose. Actually, our last pose is called legs up the wall. It's a great alternative to Shavasana, and it is what it sounds like. You are laying your legs up the wall. So if you have a wall handy, great. If you don't have a wall handy, you can always just put your feet straight up into the sky. And if that feels really uncomfortable, a regular Shavasana will work too. So lots of options. If you have a wall, clear wall nearby, please go on over there, get the hips against the wall or as close as you can get them, and then work the legs straight up into the sky so that the heels are resting on the wall. Again, you can choose to just lie on your back and put the feet straight up into the sky, or plain Shavasana. And we're here for at least 5 minutes. Give yourself this opportunity to rest, to get heavy in the back body, to release the pressure of holding yourself up, and instead to be soft. Take a deep breath in, a long breath out. Start to bring movements to your fingers and your toes, gently waking your body back up once again. You can roll to the right side to bring the feet off of the wall. Press into your hands and come up to a seated position, taking your time. And you find your seated position, you take a deep breath. Gratitude for this moment, to breathe, to be present, to notice. Thank you so much for joining in this yin practice today. I hope you have a fabulous day. Thank you.